Hollins University, along with Emory and Henry, Lynchburg, Randolph, and Sweetbriar Colleges, are the first such institutions of higher education in Virginia to provide 100% renewable electricity to their campuses. The energy is coming from landfills located around the Commonwealth. Ingenco captures landfill gas emissions and sends it to the schools. Emory and Henry spokesman Jesse Friedman says this will enable them to cut their carbon footprint by half.
It's kind of like an accounting deal where they generate the electricity and put it into the grid, and then we measure how much we use at each school, and that we kind of true up at the end of each month. But it's all Virginia-generated electricity.
He expects Emory and Henry to save anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million over the next dozen years.
We're hoping to, reinvest that back into the school, into programs, and maybe some energy efficiency and renewable energy initiatives on campus as well.
Scott Shank with Sweetbriar College expects his school could save as much as $1.5 million.
This was an opportunity when you are looking at your significant sources of carbon, that electricity being purchased through APCO was primarily coal-driven. Yes, they have nuclear and they have a couple other things that feed into it, but predominantly it's a coal-driven production process.
Shank says the switchover was hardly noticeable as there was no infrastructure to install. He says the schools still pay APCO for use of the transmission lines, but the energy now comes from the landfill gas emissions. I'm Beverly Amsler.